Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has recorded 1,022 new coronavirus cases from 121,661 tests in the last 24 hours. The state's health department also reported another 10 deaths linked to COVID-19. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has announced a 7-day lockdown for the local government areas of Tweed, Byron Bay and Kempsey after a COVID-19 case spent 2 days in several northern communities while infectious.
I have actually spoken with the local members of parliament and other community leaders, and there's a general understanding of the need for those lockdowns, but it will be initially for 7 days.
Victoria has recorded 603 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from almost 49,000 tests. That is the highest daily number of coronavirus cases since August 2020. The Victorian Health Department also recorded another death. That fatality brings the death toll from the current outbreak to 13. A couple of hundred masked and unmasked protests again are gathering outside the construction, forestry, maritime, mining and energy union headquarters in Melbourne. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has landed in the United States for a series of meetings, culminating in the first face-to-face Quad Leaders Summit. The Quad includes the United States, India, Australia and Japan. Mr. Morrison's Royal Australian Air Force jet touched down in New York around 8 o'clock in the morning, Australian time. He says he understands France's disappointment about the new security pact and submarine deal.
We totally acknowledge that, and we knew that that would be the case. I had made it very clear that a conventional submarine would no longer be meeting our strategic interests and what we needed those boats to do.
The US, Australia and the United Kingdom insist that the diplomatic crisis will not affect their longer-term relations with France. But a top French diplomat has declared that there is a crisis of trust with the United States. France has cancelled meetings with British and Australian officials in New York City. COVID-19 has killed about as many Americans as the 1918-19 Spanish flu pandemic, approximately 675,000. While the Delta variant fueled a surge in infections, US deaths are averaging around 1,900 per day, the highest level since early March. The country's overall toll topped 675,000 overnight, according to the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. To sport now, England has withdrawn both their men's and women's cricket teams from next month's tour of Pakistan due to mental health and physical well-being concerns. The joint tour would have been the first ever by an England women's team and the first by their male counterparts since 2005. It was in doubt as soon as New Zealand pulled out of their series in Pakistan, citing a security threat. For mental health support, Lifeline is available 24 hours a day on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I am Stephanie Corsetti.